Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We have a special guest. It's quarterback Christian Ponder. This is the only Pick 6 we want you to execute all season.
I see what you did there. Yeah. I agree.
So this is the last one.
Okay.
Are you ready? I have 6 questions from fans that we're going to answer.
Okay.
Don asks, I keep hearing reports that the offense is much improved already from last year. What makes people think that? And why is that the case?
I think the first few days of practice we've had already, I think the offense already looks a lot better than we do. I think naturally that's going to happen. I think our GM, Rick Spielman, did a great job of bringing the right pieces in place for our offense, bringing in Jerome Simpson and John Carlson and drafting the two guys from Arkansas and Matt Khalil and Rhett Ellison. We got all these pieces, these new guys in place that are going to do a great job for us. But the guys that were here last year, this is our second year in this offense. This is the second year that Coach Musgrave has been an offensive coordinator. So he's not only his players were comfortable, he's comfortable as well. And we know what to expect, and we're a lot more confident what we're doing. And I think with the whole OTAs and everything, we put a lot of time in to get better, and it does look a lot better.
Next question. Ponder is the clear number one quarterback, but are Joe Webb or Sage Rosenfels pushing
him? I think so. No job. I mean, unless you're Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, but really, no job in the NFL is ever safe. Mm-hmm. And I think you always have to look at it. And I'm sure even Tom Brady looks at it that way, that he's always has a guy pushing him from behind. And that's what Joe and Sage and also old boy McLeod, that he's done a great job as well. And so I'm very competitive and we're all very competitive. So we're always trying to do the best we can. And push each other.
We'll give you a break on this question. It's a defensive question from Jesse in Faribault. Is anyone emerging at cornerback? We know Antoine Winfield and Chris Cook will play, but what about after them? I think Chris Carr, the veteran we brought in this offseason, free agency, has played pretty well.
Yeah.
We got a couple youngsters in there, Brandon Burton's of the world, Josh Robinson, a rookie. I think he's making some plays, maybe Zach Bowman. So I think there's some depth there. Leslie Frazier said earlier in training camp that this is the most depth he's seen in the secondary since he's been here in 2007.
And I face him every day in practice. I think those guys look good, and they're making plays, and not only at the cornerback position, but the safety position as well. And Harrison Smith and Mitchell Raymond, I think a lot of these guys, these younger guys, are doing a great job, and I think the defense is going to be much improved this year.
All right. Danielle in Elk River, Minnesota asks, I heard Matt Khalil did well enough on Tuesday to frustrate Jared Allen. Does it look like Khalil will be a solid player this year?
Definitely. I think not only this organization, but I think everyone outside this organization had really high expectations for Matt, and I think he's justified those expectations. I think he's really come in and impressed us. He's a physical specimen. He's really big, but really athletic, really light on his feet, and he's worked hard. He's worked hard ever since he got here for OTAs, and we're excited for him. And drafted him. That was a big pickup for us, and it really solidifies that line, moving Charlie Johnson in the left guard. And he looks good.
And let's not forget, Jared Allen's going to get his against Matt, too, at times.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best defensive end in the NFL.
For sure.
Those two going against each other in practice is good for both of them.
Definitely. And during OTAs, the whole time, Matt was all excited about minicamp just so he could face Jared Allen.
Yeah.
And so I agree. I mean, it's going to be they're both really competitive. It's going to make both of them better.
Next question from Aaron. How has Toby Gerhart looked in camp so far? Seems like he'll have to shoulder the load until Adrian gets back.
Yeah, Toby's been taking mainly all the one reps. Lex Hilliard and a couple of other guys have mixed in, but Toby looks great. Very smart player, obviously from Stanford. I mean, not Florida State. They're not on that intellectual level yet.
But next level down.
Yeah. But he looks good, and obviously he did a great job filling in for Adrian last year and looked good last year, and he's picking up where he left off. He's going to make a lot of plays. And even when Adrian comes back, he's still going to be in there a lot, and he's going to play well.
Our last question comes from Des Moines, Iowa. Darren asks, who will see more action now that John Carlson is out with an injured knee? Maybe Rhett Ellison? Maybe Allen Risner, Mickey Schuler?
I think they're all going to mix in. I think, Allen has done a great job. He was on the team last year and as a rookie, and he's learning and progressing. He's getting better and understanding what he's doing. And Mickey Schuler's a guy that keeps getting better as well, and he's kind of a bigger target as well. But I think Rhett Ellison is a guy that has really impressed me since he got in this organization. He got drafted. One of the hardest workers on this team. Really works hard. Is very talented, and he's making acrobatic catches. He's making unbelievable blocks. I mean, he's wearing number 40, so kind of reminiscent of Jim Kleinsaucer. Jim Kleinsaucer obviously did a great job for us, and he's probably kind of in that mold, maybe a little more athletic than Jim was. But, yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of reps now that, John is going to take it easy for a couple of days. And so we're excited for him.
Cool. Thanks for joining us on Pick 6.
Of course.
Your last one of the season. I mean, you can come on this segment.
I mean, we hope.
Well, you can come on this segment again, but don't throw any actual pick sixes.
Really? Is that your quarterback advice for me?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.